good afternoon or whatever. This is New Mediator. I'm Dave Flamort. Today we're going to talk about the opening of the now-closed Thunk Tank Corpus Absurdum Art Show at the Dino Eli Gallery in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, as well as talk a little bit about friend of the show Jeff Sanko's upcoming solo show at the Stephen Wolf Fine Arts. I want to say Stephen Wolf Fine Arts Gallery in San Francisco, California. Greetings from the internet. I'm Dave Lamort, and this is newmediator.org. So today we have a lot to talk about. I always say that when we open up these shows, but we really do. We're going to definitely focus a lot of our time up for, later on, not up front, on our show in New York City, our now closed art show. But I'll like to recap with you all and talk a little bit about what happened and some of the work that's still available. But right off the bat, I may edit that out. Probably won't. I want to talk a little bit about Jeff Sanko's first solo show. Jeff Sanko, who's a friend of New Mediator and one of the first artists in our first group show, is having his first ever solo show. So Jeff's shown all over, but usually in a group setting. And now that he's finished grad school and he's got his gallery representation, he's having his first solo show. In January. The show will be at the Stephen Wolf Fine Arts Gallery in San Francisco from January 7th to February 18th. If you're in the area, definitely check it out. Show Jeff some New Mediator love. The work is going to deal with issues of sexuality and Jeff's, of course, own sexual identity, which he dealt with in our show as well. The description of the show at the gallery site discusses the imagery of the work a lot, definitely. It really focuses on how almost they kind of paint Jeff as kind of like some kind of gay raconteur, which I guess in many ways he is. But my view of Jeff's work, although it does have a lot to do, his work has a ton to do with his sexuality. To me, the most important part, or the thing I find the most interesting, is that Jeff's work has a lot to do with intimacy between two homosexual men. His work is not necessarily graphic, although it was challenging, and he's one of those artists who I feel is not necessarily visually aggressive as much as the concepts are aggressive. I would say that the show is not for the faint of heart. It is definitely for the faint of heart, but it's not for the faint of mind. Public Displays of Affection is the name of the show. It's going to be, of course, from January 7th to February 18th. Check it out, and I'm hopefully going to get Jeff on here to talk a little about the show maybe in a few weeks.
You're listening to a beat by me.
Yeah, and I guess I put a little plug for our beat master, Nino Imperio, a buddy of mine who loaned me the beat for the show. I've been using it for a few weeks. I guess I want to talk about that. You know, in local news, he's a local Jersey guy and someone I've known for a while, someone I went to high school with, very, very talented. I would consider him a friend of the podcast, although this is probably not his kind of thing. But let's get to the actual meat of the show today. In more local news, we had an amazing – excuse me. Oh, no. What did I just do? I just lost all my notes. All right, here we go. More local news. We had an amazing opening at the Thunk Tank Corpus Absurdum Photography Show. This show is a show that I curated. I technically guest curated because it was held at the Dino Eli Gallery. I'm sorry, the Dino Eli Gallery. And Dino Eli is technically the curator of the Dino Eli Gallery. So I was actually billed officially as the guest curator, which I think is probably pretty fitting. I would have preferred maybe associate curator, you know, Dino's assistant, special assistant to Dino Eli. I don't know, whatever. But the title's not important. I helped organize a show with the two photographers, Bronwyn and Jay from the Thunk Tank radio show. I'm not going to use their last names in, I guess I could say Bronwyn Carlton and Jay Back Hoover. I mean, there's so many links between this site and their site, so I guess they usually go by their pseudonyms for their radio show, Bronwyn and Jay. But they are DJs, on WFMU in Jersey City, New Jersey, and I helped them put together their first photography show, which is really great because both of them definitely are multi-talented artists and photographers, both in their own right. So it was a lot of fun to work with them. And it's definitely one of my favorite radio shows / podcasts / call-in whatevers of all time, and it was really fun. Just working with them was a ton of fun. All the proceeds of the work went to pay basically Dino's costs, and whatever was left over went to WFMU. It was a huge success. We had about I'm just looking at the email, it's not me giving you these numbers. These are actually Bronwyn's numbers. Considering Dino Eli's gallery, his Orchard Windows gallery is even smaller than the Dino Eli gallery. It's probably about the size of this modest guest bedroom we have in my house. But it's small. But we had about 200 people. The show went from 6. It was supposed to go to 9. We pushed it up to like about 10:30. And we had about 200 people coming in and out. We were definitely spilling out onto the sidewalk. We had a ton of fun. We had a great time. The wine and cranberry juice was flowing. I drank a ton of cranberry juice that day. It was a cheat day, so whatever. It was a lot of fun. There were 24 pieces, and I think we sold each piece an addition of 5. So we sold 15 pieces, and I'm not sure if that number – the reason why that number sounds a little sketchy is because I'm not sure if that number – includes the 3 pieces we pre-sold through the Kickstarter or not. And I know that Dino was also working on a few deals with some of his collector base as well. So, I mean, the thing was a huge success. I'm really excited about it. A bunch of my friends and family came out, listeners to WFMU, ne'er-do-wells and artists and creative types showed up. It was interesting. It was a little touch and go for a little bit because of all the stuff that had to come together, and not that Bronwyn and Jay and Bronwyn's husband Sluggo aren't 100% capable, but I think there was a lot of leaning on me being the person who called himself the curator. I think at times they looked to me to be the voice of reason, and I think I did my best to be that voice of reason. So I wasn't able to freak out till afterward. It was great, and we hung the work, and it went really smoothly with all the help that we had, and the show went really great. I met a ton of great people from the art scene in the Lower East Side, as well as just great WFMU listeners who came out not only because they love Bronwyn and Jay, but just because they love the station. The best part about this is that WFMU, if you're not familiar or this is your first time listening to my podcast, is a free-form radio station. It's totally run on donations from listeners. So especially because this year has been a little tight around my house, my donation hasn't been as big as I would hope it is. And I guess when they do the next drive in March, it is going to be. So I'm going to I felt like running the show was part of my donation to WFMU. I'm still going to donate a few dollars, too, because it's just important to help support, the pockets of weirdness still left in the Tri-State area, especially in my home state of New Jersey. But yeah, but the show was really, really great. I was just really happy to have everyone come out. But on that same token, I'm trying to make a transition here, and it is not working. They're actually, Bronwyn and Jay are also going to be having a show. They're working on a show in Hastings, New York, which I think is in the Hudson Valley. It's a little far from me, but I'm going to try and make it. I may drag out the whole family for the show. This show, I believe, is going to be in the Dino L.A. I keep saying that. I know how to say Eli. The Dino Eli Gallery is known for its challenging work. Dino has been quoted in the New York press as saying porn is the norm. The work that Jay and Bronwyn did was, a lot less sexually aggressive than a lot of the work Dino's shown before. I definitely think Jay and Bronwyn were dealing with subject matter that I thought was more transgressive and interesting, and I would say even go as far as to say avant-garde, although nothing really was very explicit. There was only one real piece of nudity, and it was still pretty tame. But the show in Hastings is going to be a little bit more tame because I believe it's going to be in the town hall or something associated with the city of Hastings. So a lot of the work that I picked out originally for Jay's, the stuff is a little bit more abstract because I feel like, you know, the male nude is always seen as more aggressive than the female nude. It's definitely going to be in that show. So I will have a little bit of a – not necessarily going to have a hand in that show as much as I'm going to have maybe my big toe in that show. And at least some of my influence will be there. And I'll definitely going to do whatever I can if they need my help and to support them emotionally or what have you. You know, I'm in it to win it, and I'm so happy with this show. I'd love to work with them again. So this brings me to, I guess, my last point, which I didn't talk about in the beginning of the show in our little intro. Let me know if you like the intro, DaveLamorte@gmail.com. Just put in the subject that you're it's about a new mediator episode, because otherwise, if I don't recognize you, I'll probably just throw you in my spam filter. If I do recognize you, I might still just throw you in my spam filter, but the folks here at New Mediator are starting to plan the next few shows we're going to be doing. I like this two times a year deal, but stuff is hard. I have a, you know, life is hard. I have a lot of stuff going on. We're in the middle of a negotiation on a house, and, you know, we're a young family, and I have a daughter who has a lot of needs. I mean, I guess no more needs than any other 1.5-year-old, but you know how it is. And so I'm definitely getting some help on the next few shows. I'm going to be reaching out again to artists I've already worked with. And if you're interested, you can also shoot me an email, DaveLamorte@gmail.com. If you're interested in helping organize the shows, I'm not necessarily looking for submissions of artwork at this point. I haven't totally decided I haven't even thought about the themes of these shows. I'm literally just trying to figure out logistics of planning a show. This is like pre-planning. We're still in the preseason. I'm not even thinking about the playoffs, if that's a sports metaphor that works for you. But if you're interested in helping, or you're interested in finding out more, if you have a gallery space you'd like to offer up as a gift to the show, or for a very, very reasonable price of possibly $0, because that's what I have, that would be great. I'd love to hear from you, even if you have some suggestions, or we'll definitely put out a call for artwork up on the website and the podcast in the future. And if you're dying to send me stuff, I won't not look at it. But you probably won't hear from me because I'm really bad at responding to a lot of stuff at once. But yeah, 2011 was awesome. We had two huge shows. We had our first show in May for my birthday, our first new mediator group show. And I can't believe I still have to slow down to say my own website, but I do. Now let me slow down my voice as well. The group show, I think it was a huge success. We didn't have nearly as many people as the last show, but we had a lot of people. We had a lot of great artists. I exposed some of my artists to the process of putting shows together, so I'm probably going to try and tap some of them to help me out a little bit. And then our last show, the Corpus Absurdum show, it was an overwhelming success. I wasn't actually expecting anything nearly as big as that. So I've big hopes for 2012. I'm not going to be nearly as ambitious as I was with the Thunk Tank show, because that show, a lot of the work, you know, a lot of the footwork was done by Bronwyn and Jay, where they found and basically made a deal with Dino before I even stepped onto the scene. But you know, I'm not close to that. I'm definitely thinking about doing probably a show at a friend's gallery, well, a friend's space in Phillipsburg, hopefully trying to find a space somewhere in New York City or Jersey City or maybe even New Brunswick. I don't know. I'm so ahead of myself, I don't even want to go there. But yeah, if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, I'm just going to give you my real email. You can email me at DaveLamorte@gmail.com. That is so real that is the email my mom emails me at. So if you want to be in such good company in my inbox, shoot me an email. If you have any negatives, positives, what have you, I don't care. Shoot me an email. I have a pretty thick skin. I deal with children all the time who basically say, horrible things that they don't even mean. And so if you mean it, I'll just pretend that you don't. But yeah, that's pretty much it for me. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, shoot me an email, leave me a comment. Oh, and if you really, really, really love the show and you want to support us, go over to iTunes and you can give us a rating. I would prefer a 5-star, but you know, just be honest. Or if you're not an iTunes person, or you've already reviewed us on iTunes, and I love you, you can recommend the show to a friend, someone who is an art lover, who likes independent art, independent music, whatever. This might be up their alley. I want to just try and expose as many people to the artists and thinkers and ideas that we have going on here at newmediator.org. So thanks a lot. Please stay subscribed or whatever. Thanks a lot.
You're listening.